This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Some shade, Kiki, with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh,
wow, 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 wow. We're back again.
Back. And this is not the beginning. This is the ending of a season, the this ending of an era.
End of a season. Drag Race Canada has come to a close.
They've
crowned their winner.
We salute the Mounties and maple syrup makers of Canada
who have
put their queen on high. And spoiler, our winner is Priyanka.
Scarlett Bobo. Just kidding. It's Priyanka.
Honestly, I have more opinions about this episode than I thought I would.
Okay, well, let's get the fuck up into it.
I also need to say one quick thing. Thank you, listeners, for educating us on the past of Francophones in Canada and that journey of French-speaking people and the discrimination that happens in Canada. Very interesting to learn about.
Sure, but also, I was in Montreal and I was just in one place. But I was like, honestly, I feel like people are being so mean to me because I don't speak French.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just my experience, and my experience isn't, you know, truth.
And I also want to say that the first French-speaking winner is the first winner ever because Miss Bibi Zahara Benet is a French speaker. So check your lipstick before you come for me.
That's so funny. How did you find out that Bibi Zahara Benet is a French speaker?
I just knew because she talks about it a little bit. You know, she talks about growing up in going to Paris and in the first season.
That's very funny.
And of course, Rakatititata, which is not French.
That is French. It is fully French. It's the first thing I learned in French in seventh grade. Rakatititata.
Which means, hello, grandmother. Okay, let's dig in. Jimbo's gone. I'm still sad.
Yeah, you know, I am sad about it.
Yeah, devastated.
I love Jimbo. Jimbo was a true treat, a delight, truly just a joy amongst people.
A light. And I love that we got to see more of her later because later in the episode, it really did feel like she was like, oh, you got rid of me. Well, guess what? I love her.
I love it.
They're talking about bottoms, who's in the bottom, what are the records, all that nonsense. Rita's naked on a table, and Priyanka's talking about her paper skirt that was hideous.
That was serving it to all the gals. Yeah. We loved that paper skirt. No, I'm kidding. That skirt was wild.
It was cuckoo. It was cuckoo caca. And so they're back in the workroom, and they're talking about being invested in their brands. Isn't that called self-esteem? Isn't that just what that's called?
I mean, yeah. I guess it's like how you're going to brand yourself after the show.
Got it.
How you've been, you know, viewed on the show. I guess that's your brand. I don't know. But yeah, it could just be self-esteem, baby.
I think it's some self-esteem, but yeah, you know, they're talking about whose brand's deliverable. They're saying Priyanka's got her brand, and I think they all have a brand, honestly. Yeah.
Yes. Rita Baga is French.
And you know what? Scarlett, to me, in this episode, solidified her brand as, like, she's really the black horse of the competition.
Yes. Yes. I forgot that we never saw her lip sync. Because I was like, this lip syncing is fun.
Girl, I mean, we'll get to it, but I dare say she won the final lip sync.
I mean, I thought it was great. But then I was like, well, I guess you have to like take in consideration her record. Mm-hmm. She only won one challenge and she kind of was in the middle of the pack the whole time.
It's definitely a record thing. Sorry, I'm enjoying my Bellway fiber.
Oh, Bellway fiber. Mm-hmm. Bell bears away for you to shit. I don't know. Fiber makes you shit, right?
Oh, it makes you shit, honey. It really makes you. I love it. It really ups your shit
game.
Maybe
I'll start having some fiber, but I don't really have any problems in that department.
Hello. And that's your brand. And that is your brand.
My brand is always be shitting.
ABS. So Brooklyn enters. They're recording. Classic finale. Challenge, you're recording a track, you got to do some sissyography. That's what it is. I'm glad. I would be pretty sad if this wasn't the final challenge, right?
Yes.
And now we get a lovely montage of recording the tracks. We'll talk about recording the tracks first.
Okay, so my favorite was Scarlett Bobo when Ralph was like, what note is she singing? And the nice audio person was like, not a note. It's not a note that we know on this earth. That truly made me tee-hee-hee. I loved it so much.
I feel like you'll identify with me. It is so frustrating when someone who gets music is trying to tell you what to do. And you're like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I am literally tone deaf, my friend. I don't know this note. I don't know how to make my mouth do it.
That's like talking to a Martian and being like, speak English. Speak English. And then, but music people get mad like they do. They're like, it's so easy to their brain that they're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And it's like, nothing's wrong with me. I'm bad at this. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Yeah, no, truly leave Britney alone and leave me alone because I don't get music. And I've had that situation before.
Yes.
Rita can't say alien, but she can harmonize. And Priyanka's just a good time gal.
Yes. Priyanka was fun. It was fun when she was like, am I killing this? And then immediately in the next take was not killing it. It was very funny.
It was a good time. This is obvious, but like just going into this finale, I did not know who was going to win. In a way, I guess that's always the case. But really, this one blindsided me because I did not know who was taking it.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
So we have our interviews, which is anything funnier than couches on a runway? What?
Like couches that are like that you would find in a apartment that has been staged. Yes. Like faux leather couches that are really uncomfortable to sit in. Yeah, it made me tee-hee-hee. But
those
truly
couches.
It was so funny. Rita Baga was like, you know, you don't want to be a robot. You want to let people in and then never let people in. It was only like, I came here to win. And I was like, girl, I don't know if you get what letting people in means.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to tell you to cry, but honey, you got to cry. You got to cry. You got to think of something.
Just a little.
Pinch your dick. Do something. Cry because.
Pinch your dick to cry. I get it. I thought you just wanted to read a bag of pinch your dick. And I was like, Mono, you're a terrorist. What are you fucking talking about?
It's not the first time TSA has come for my gig. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, I guess it's harder for me to identify with the journey of just like, I'm a robot. Being a robot is bad. It was just a little harder for me to identify with that. But
yeah.
Because I'm not a robot. But having said that, I'm a very dumb person with emotions. And that's my struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I was like, I don't know. You're on a reality show. Like, you're on TV. You have yet to entertain me with your personality.
Yes, you've been good. You've been very technically good, but I haven't fully been on that journey with you. So and Bobo's talking about her struggles, her life story. It's very touching.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite revelation she has is that when you come to Drag Race, you do a lot of different stuff.
LOL, LOL. Yes, I mean, who would have thought? Like, that's the craziest thing. You're gonna do a lot of stuff.
Like, some days you're talking and some days you're walking.
Yeah, and that's it. Some days you're talking, some days you're walking, and sometimes you're dancing.
Yes.
Bobo talked about being in a bad situation and how her mother or her stepdad was, like, abusive, but her mom was, like, supportive and loved to see her, you know, perform, which is, like, you love to hear it. You love to hear supportive families because that to me is a fantasy that I do not understand.
Right, because your parents are dead and gone.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to dig them up to come see me perform. And then my grandparents are like, when are you going back to college? And then my sister's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm in bed at 8 p.m. every night. I couldn't possibly see you on a stage, which is fully fine.
Yeah.
Really, taking her out past 8 is really awful for everybody. And I love her dearly. It's fine that she.
I know what you mean, though.
Also,
you
my
have
humor's
someone...
not for her.
We all have that person in our family who you're like, honestly, it's more supportive if you just leave me.
Yeah,
like,
if you just if don't just come. If you text me, how did it go after?
Right.
Or wake me up, because I'll do shows when I'm in Chicago. And then she'll wake me up at like 7 a.m. and be like, was it good? And I'm like, bitch, I got home at 1. Let me sleep. And she's like, but I want to know if it was good. And I'm like, oh my God, you nightmare. You full-blown terror. I truly love you, but let me sleep.
Truly. Truly. My mom doesn't understand a thing of what I've done with my life. But I know she loves and supports me, and that's fine. You know, like,
that's nice to have someone who loves and supports you. Like, my sister supports me. She doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes she does. Sometimes she'll like read a Deadline article and be like, you booked a thing? Does that mean they're going to send you a book?
So your sister's Amelia Bedelia. Got it. Priyanka.
This is the third time I've heard, like, I made 2 Amelia Bedelia references this week. And this is the third time Amelia Bedelia has been uttered in my presence. And I love it.
Good. We need that movie to come out. If you're going to make a live action movie.
Jack McBrayer, I think, should be Amelia Bedelia. I know Amelia is a woman. But, like, he is so Amelia Bedelia. Like, I think he can pull it off. If you don't know who Amelia Bedelia is, everybody. So, children, pull up a chair. You're going to get what? Educated. So, the library is open for education. So,
Amelia Bedelia is a dumb Amelia old bitch Bedelia. Who takes everything literally.
So they'll be like, dress the turkey for dinner, Amelia. And she'll put some pants on a fucking turkey. And guess what? I go, tee. It makes me so happy.
And they'll be like, hit the road, Amelia. And she's like,
she'll just be pounding her fists on the road.
And that's until it's bloody and bleeding and she's losing her mind and pulling her hair out because she's dumb. But Nicole, we've got to take a break. Woo! This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. We're back.
Wow.
Pre-anchor, we had her interview.
Yes,
it was lovely. Yes. She talks about how she's being her better self, and she's going to release Just Be Gay merch because she hasn't come out to her dad as of filming.
Which is, man, it's like devastating, you know?
It is.
I hate that people can't just like be who they are and people can just accept it because it doesn't have any sort of effect on them.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, how does being gay have an effect on you?
None. What I'm doing with my weird thing has nothing to do with your life in any way. And the fact that anyone doesn't get that is just proof we need to put some humans in zoos. I'm sorry, but if you're stupid enough to not understand that.
Put them in zoos.
If you don't understand what I'm like, I just can't even break it down any simpler. Let me do what I want with
it's
my squishy
so wild.
Parts.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes. Let me put my pussy on whatever I want.
And then acknowledge me as a human, because if that prevents you from seeing me as a human, you're a stupid, stupid person. That's all there is to it.
Very stupid.
Okay, we're doing choreo with Brooke and someone who I believe is named Hollywood J.
Yes.
Classic. Will they or won't they do the choreo moment?
Yes. Gotta say. This seems to be a theme on Canada's Drag Race where they learn choreo and then we don't see the choreo.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Because I was like, I think I see it once or twice, but it seemed pretty loose.
Yeah, it was pretty loose. Yeah, you're right. Know? I feel like that's happened on other seasons too, where you're like, you're doing this crazy choreo.
Where's this choreo?
Right.
But I will say in other seasons, the choreo has been cleaner. And I don't know if it's because they've had more time with it or what. And not that this was sloppy. I was just like, it didn't seem like they had enough time with it, which is a very odd critique to say it wasn't sloppy, but not enough time was spanned.
I think they do this. I think they accommodated the different gals. I do think I was way more impressed with Scarlett's and Priyanka's than Rita's. It feels like by the end, by the final performance, it is just like, oh, Rita's is fine, but they had to accommodate that maybe she's not going to be as high energy crazy.
As agile. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Her beret was weighing her down. You know, that might be taken in a bad way.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like that joke, don't let me know.
Here's what we'll say to all of you. It made me laugh. If that is a problem, if that was unfair, never tell us.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, this is who we are, and get into it. Bam.
Yeah, and I'm saying it fully with love. Anytime I've got a negative critique on somebody, it is, or not even negative, like, I don't know, a joke or whatever, it's out of love.
We're poking fun. We love the show. We're just fucking poking fun, sis. Sissy. Okay, so now they're getting ready for their final crooning. Oh my goodness. Pri wants to get all star lips, and I'm here for that. They talk about the worst looks ever, and Kine's look was maybe the worst look in the season, they say.
Poor Kine.
Poor Kine.
Poor Kine. Kine, it's so funny that Kine's name is Kine, and she was not that
Kine. She sure wasn't. She sure wasn't. No, she wasn't. They talk about making their goofy faces while dancing. They have to feel their pussies. I also love that Brooklyn was really, I thought this was a good use of Brooklyn, of like her watching them do choreo. That's good because she's good at choreography. So I like that she's there to get them in their heads.
Yes, because she didn't do any choreo with them, did she?
I don't think so. I think she was just kind of like, do this.
She was just watching.
She was like, Priyanka, don't be goofy. You know, Rita, be quicker, Bobo, be slower.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
Rita teabagged Kiara. What a treat.
What a nice treat.
What a nice, tasty little treat. Do you care for a bagging? Do you care for a teab?
I've never been teabagged, so I can't say I like it or don't like it. I'll say something, I'll try anything twice.
Yeah,
because time you can't make an accurate decision as to whether you like it or not. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. You gotta have it twice so you can actually decide if that is for you.
I like that. I've never been like, only teabag me. That to me is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you have to punch my hole.
Thank you.
And you have to let me suck on something.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And you do have to fondle my titties.
And you must remember to pull on my nips.
Yes, please, with your teeth, if you will.
Ooh,
please
yum,
make
yum.
Sure your teeth are not sharp and that there's no gaps in between the teeth that my nip can get stuck on. Has it ever happened to you, Mama?
I can't say it has.
Has been stuck between someone's teeth.
I can't say I have, but man, that's a kink I want to try at least twice. but I just can't imagine being like, only teabag me and get that beautiful penis away from me. I only want those wrinkly little baggies in my mouth.
I want those prunes covered in skin right on me. Rain on me.
I feel the teabags coming down. Won't you bag on me?
That's funny.
Can't wait for a music person to tell me that's not a note.
They'll let you know.
They'll let me know. So now they're talking Snatch Game and puppets. Priyanka cried a bunch. All that stuff. And now we're at the runway, aren't we?
We are at the runway. Let me pull up my, been posted on Instagrams because I want to talk about these looks.
Oh, the looks. Yes.
I really like these looks.
I liked them all. I also, let's talk about the host looks. Of course, Stacey is wearing some really fun.
Oh my God. You know, Stacey is stunning.
She really is.
Stacey is so beautiful.
I love her.
I loved
so
her
much.
Hair.
I love her so much.
Yes. Yes. Wait, let me find these looks. Do they not have the judges' looks on the Instagram?
There's a picture somewhere.
This is crushing me.
I know.
Well, Stacey's braids were giving it to me. I really liked them.
Yes.
Her dress, or she was wearing a jumpsuit? No, a dress. Or was it, it was like one shoulder.
It was like a two-piece.
Yes. That was very, very, very cute. I was here for it.
Gorgeous, stunning.
I really liked it. I can't get over how pretty she looked. I really like her hair pulled back and up like that. Like, I really like that. I thought Jeffrey looked really cute. And then Brooklyn was there. I mean,
and I oop.
Her, oh my God. Okay. That wasn't nice. Okay, Brooklyn. Let's find the picture of Brooklyn. Okay. The gown is stunning. I love the gown.
Yes. Well, you just think it's not extra enough? Because I liked it.
I just wanted like a little bit more oomph from a queen who can turn a look for a finale. Like I wanted more.
Totally.
This seemed like a finale look for a contestant as opposed to a co-host of a show.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. I think it did look good, but I could see how you're like, this isn't finale gaggery goopery.
Yeah.
I thought it looked good. And maybe the hair could have been bigger or something, but I wonder, do you think her makeup, you've had just a few, you think her makeup could be better, like in general this season, perhaps? Could be smoother.
The dress. Let's just focus on the dress. I think the dress could have been more.
Arguably, Rita wore a dress that was like this but prettier, like just a few episodes ago.
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, her like black and white sort of evening a gowna, that was kind of a little more gaggini than this.
Yeah.
And I love Tracy Melchior. She's a gorgeous lady as well.
Stunning. What a treat.
Stunning. Okay, so now we're at this performance, the You Wear It Well remix. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this show?
I think the choreography could have been a little tighter. It seemed a little loosey-goosey for me. But that being said, I really think Scarlett Bobo turned it the fuck out. It was very fun.
Oh my God. I loved that.
And I think Priyanka did a really nice job. But Scarlett, I do think she could have brought it down slightly. And by bringing it down, I don't mean the energy. I just mean the mania of it. She seemed a little manic at times. Mm-hmm. A little bit like, I'm here to prove myself. But I do think she proved herself to be a fierce performer.
Truly.
I think Rita Baga could have taken a little bit from Bobo and loosened up a little bit. And I do think Priyanka did a nice job. But I was there for Scarlett Bobo. I was like, you're crushing it.
For me, Priyanka was my favorite performance. Bobo was right there. And then, Rita, I was like, in this performance, she was still good, but the least good out of these, which is fair because she has strengths that the others don't. But I had the most fun watching and I thought Priyanka was having the most fun.
Priyanka was having the most fun in a sense of like, I've embodied the song, I've embodied what I'm going to do, and we are going to do it. Thank you.
And I think she did a good job making fun of herself in a way that was fun. Cause she makes fun of her Cleo in the rap, but still in a sickening way. To me, which is more successful than when Roxy Andrews said, unlike my comedy. What did she say? Unlike my comedy, I'm killing on this rhyme. Give me a sewing challenge and I'll give you what you like. For some reason, that one really dinged me when I was like, don't bring that up. don't. In your bitch track, don't bring up that you're not the funniest.
I love Roxy, though.
Oh, my God. She's a stunning, 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 stunning. But I'm gonna show you what I can do. Okay, that's it. This performance was fun. Yeah, you want a little bit of crispityness in the choreo?
Just a little bit.
I had a really good time. And yeah, once again, Bobo, this last episode appearance by Bobo is wow. I mean, I cannot remember the last time I don't think I've ever been this surprised by someone in a finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never. I agree.
Never. Because, you know, you could argue there's been a lot of top threes where there's the third girl, without being mean. Mm-hmm. There's like that girl who you love, but you're like, it's probably not her.
Yes.
Your Pearls, your Naomi Smalls, your Kotniks. You're like, it's probably not her. But this one, I was like, holy shit. I mean, she showed up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Love it. Love, love, love.
And yeah, it was nice and surprising to see. What?
I just think, you know, I think fans can be real dickholes sometimes. And I like that she's proven them wrong, because there was an Instagram picture circulating that was rude.
That was like, instead of talent, it said there.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I was like, okay, so... Yes, we critique queens on the podcast. Yes, the only other podcast, Race Chasers, talks about and critiques queens. They get it on the show, too. What? But, like, I don't think that it's mean.
No.
And I think, like, Instagram things, it's like, that can go, like, that gets passed around. And then when you see it, you're like, oh, my God, someone took the time to make this to make me feel bad. But then I hope Bobo saw that and was like, oh, that means I fucking arrived. Guess who's in the top three? Not you.
Not you.
I am there.
Not you, fucking Todd, you basic gay from Oklahoma. You're not in the top three of this competition.
Like, stop being so hurtful and go to Oklahoma City. It's fun there.
Todd. Go do that. Go to the gay bar that you can't go to because it's Corona, Todd.
Todd.
Fucking Todd. But yeah, it's like we are here to kiki. We're not here to tear down. And that should be obvious.
Yeah.
We're here to have a good time. Don't spread hate. It's not that big a deal. It's a TV show. It's not personal. It's drag.
Yes. And I go to bat for Jeffrey every episode because he is a friend and he is so sweet. I just find it so funny that people do not like Jeffrey, but I'm like, Brooklyn says almost the identical. Like,
yes.
Brooklyn agrees with Jeffrey most of the time.
Yes.
And then sometimes we'll say something meaner. But, like, she doesn't seem to get the same hate. I'm just, you know, putting it out there for you to munch on. And if that wasn't enough, please let me know. Let me know about that one. Because I actually tried.
I think your timbre, your melody, and your consonants was all there. So I don't know.
Thank you.
But yeah, I agree.
America's next top singer in the home.
Okay. So yeah, I agree. Don't be stupid. And yeah, let's be real and talk about how we treat bi POC differently. Okay. So now they have to talk about why. Okay, the critiques. The critiques. They get some. Oh, no, we talk about the runway first. Of course, the runway. They're runways.
Yes.
They come out first before the other girls come out. And we have Rita in a green alien evolution.
So, okay. I really liked the dress.
Yeah, me too.
The dress was, I was there for it. The alien look was confusing to me. But that being said, if you're going to be an alien, like, go further with it. Like, give me big fucking alien hair. Give me, like, weird little Zorps coming out of your head. And what a Zorp is, I don't know. But
but order yourself some damn Zorps on Amazon, honey.
Amazon, yes. I wish. And then maybe I was like, alien proportions. They may not have the same proportions as us. Because I'm a firm believer that we are not alone. I don't know if they're little green men, but I don't think we're alone. It's weird to be like, the universe is vast and huge and there's light years of things away from us and we're alone. Crazy. Mm-hmm. No, I wish the proportions were interesting. But that being said, it's a stunning dress.
It's stunning. But what you should know about alien silhouettes is that giant feet are it right now. And I mean fucking beanbag feet is what's really in alien silhouettes.
I mean, I would have loved to see some weird fucking shoes. Like, maybe we had a slit in the skirt and some weird fucking shoes.
Yeah.
But that being said, I like the look. I think it's cute.
It's
a
chirp.
When it went a little further. Chirp.
Yeah. It's a chirp. It's a chirp for me. But yeah, I could have gone further. But the makeup I did like. I was pretty impressed that she was given something very different than I've seen.
Yes. And she was contoured and
there's a story.
Smooth. It was cute.
This is Bobo? Her Pokemon of evolution. Bobo, the black and pink mullet extravaganza.
This dress didn't fit.
Yep.
This dress did not fit in the torso. I found it to be insulting that it that it fit the way it did. It was a little figure skater for me. The boots were sickening. I do like the pink satin underneath.
Me too.
But this was ill-fitting.
They seem to fucking love it, which is confusing to me. Yeah, because black just doesn't show up that wonderfully on camera. So, yeah, I thought it was completely fine.
Here's the thing I wanted. So we're going to do the pink underneath.
Uh-huh.
Let's do pink on the arms. Ooh. Let's do pink. And it literally looks like a ice skating outfit underneath a dress, which is what it was. And yeah. I was like, can we camouflage a little bit more that we're getting a reveal? Because I knew it was coming before it came. So I just like, I don't know. I think this dress would have been stunning had we fuck the arms. We don't need the arms. And then this middle part, I would like covered. We can have like the flesh colored, you know, tone underneath for the reveal. But like for this dress, let's do maybe a sleeveless turtleneck top. Where the intricacies, where it's the color, is the color of the pink. So when you reveal it, it's like, oh my God, the details of that under the straps is like flesh color. So it's like a real turn.
Work.
You know, like I feel like I fixed it.
Yeah, no, you're right. To me, it was just completely fine. And I've seen her do better stuff on the runway. So like, yeah. I thought it was cute. I thought it was, truly the underneath was the gaggerini of it. And maybe she needed a pink wig or something.
Well, I think maybe a pink piece, like a comb with hair attached that had like a pink swoop. So when she pulled off the dress, pulled off the pink swoop, it's like different. Like a reveal for your hair doesn't have to just be a wig under a wig.
Yeah. So is it a chirp or a burp for you, honey?
It's not a full ass burp. It's like a whoop.
Yeah. I'll give it a chee.
Yeah.
Chee.
Priyanka, full blown chirpity chirp 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 chirp
chirp.
But I will say, I do wish there was more padding. Again,
I see that.
I understand you don't need to pad for every look. I understand that it's a choice. Yeah. But for me, I was like, how much more stunning would this be if we had some defined proportions?
Yeah. Even though obviously sari dresses, if this is a sari, there's a lot of vertical gorgeousness to it. But even just a little bit of hippiness in that vertical dress could have added some va-va-voom.
Yeah, I think that would have been cool.
Yeah, it is stunning.
But that being said, stunning.
Stunning.
Beautiful.
She's representing her Indo-Caribbean West Indian.
Yes.
Beauty. And I mean, I think this was a really smart way to celebrate her heritage. And it was just gorgeous and stunning no matter what. Like no matter what. But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I really liked it. I think that was my favorite palette of the three.
Such a different color palette. And I think that's part of what... That might be part of what's bumping on me about Bobo's black and pink thing.
Yeah, black, pink, and red.
That's just like, I've seen that. I've definitely seen that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a very fresh. It was refreshing to see when she turned that corner. I was like, oh. And then honestly, to see it in person, I might have no notes. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Television sometimes alters things. But like that being said, like I really, really loved it. Her makeup was soft. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like the blending was there. Beautiful. Yeah. Stunning. She looked stunning.
Stunt. They get critiqued. Rita has a butt finally. Bobo's energy's great.
Yes.
And then they each say why they should win. Rita's like, I have a good report card and I represent Francophones. And Bobo wants to inspire the youths. And Pri says, girl, I'm your friend. And if you feel alone, I am that person that's with you when you're not alone. I like them all, but you gotta love Priyanka's.
Priyanka has such an infectious energy. She is Corona personified. I'm kidding. she smiles, you smile.
Yes, truly. She was great. And that speech was really lovely.
Yeah,
that speech was really,
and then
really, really lovely.
They go backstage, they see the other queen.
Gag! Yeah, that
I
was a
loved
gag.
It. I love that Kine had a nice redemption story where she was like, I'm sorry I came off like that.
Totally. Juicebox gets to, obviously it was so many weeks ago, she looks fan-fucking-tastic.
She's a beautiful queen. Stunning.
Stunning.
And I was like, I'm sad I didn't get to see more looks from her.
I know.
Because this look she is in, let's also talk about their runway.
We are, yes. I want to talk about their runway. The only thing I want to say is Kiara cheers her on. That's cute.
Yes.
And Lemon says, bitch, I'm surprised I'm not in the top three as well.
Yes.
Work.
Yes.
Work, work, work. Yes, let's talk about these looks. Juice box. Yummy.
Cute. Stunning.
Oh, she's giving Aurora Borealis violet mermaid fantasy.
It's really pretty. This dress is stunning. This gown. I do wish she was cinched a little bit. These queens do not like cinching. So that will, I think, is going to be my critique.
Totally.
For a lot of it. I do wish she was a little, like, we had a little bit more of a silhouette.
I love her almost freckly makeup. That's gorgeous to me.
Yes, it's very, very cute. Her makeup was stunning. Her face is stunning.
Chirp.
Honestly, great. My only critique, a little cinched, would have gone a long way.
Chirpy.
We have
Kine. Yuck.
It was Look, very Mother of the Bride.
It's hideous. And like, it's hideous. And I'm not even saying this to be mean. It is hideous.
I don't think it's hideous. I really don't. I just think it's like really Mother of the Bride, like a bolero on a runway.
It doesn't
fit. I can't.
It
and
doesn't
then the hair,
fit.
It's so Mother of the Bride. Like, I'm waiting for her to be like,
awful.
I'm so happy that everyone came to the wedding that I paid for. Interesting. It's an
the
interesting
bust line.
Choice.
Is like Shangela's season two, her first dress in season two, which is like no bust line, just flat into sort of a gown bottom.
No. This one was tough for me.
Yeah,
but
this
her
was
face
a
was
burp.
Painted beautifully.
Her face looks great. Her face looks great,
yeah,
but it's a burp for me. Anastasia Anakwe.
Then we have Anastasia Anakwe. My fucking God, this is stunning.
This is unbelievable.
Mono, I guess. I was kind of bummed that we saw all the queens before their runway because
right.
I like gasped when she was sitting there and I was like, I probably would have like audibly been like, no.
You would have fell
her
off
turn
your
the corner.
Chair.
This, yeah, I would have slid right out of my chair. This is making me horny. I love this gold dream.
Yes. Ugh. Gold
the
headdress,
yes.
Wig,
yes.
Gold.
Yes.
I mean, the shimmer.
This fishtail.
It's feathers. It's feathers. You know what I mean? Or I mean, it's like feather.
Yes. And I'm just like, I want to know what else you brought for the season. I'm sorry you went away so early. This is
me too.
Ugh, stunning. Love it.
A super chirp.
And for me here, the proportions are here. Mm-hmm. I love these proportions. I love it. I love it so. Ugh, her makeup.
Gorge.
I'm happy.
Gorge. Chirp.
Tainomi Banks.
Yes. And they're like, they see
yeah,
the
that
Wakandas.
Was a chirp. That was like a super chirp. That was like a chirp. sorry. Tainomi. I mean, I liked it. I
did too.
I wish the dress was slightly different.
Yeah.
It feels, again, like there's no definition in the body, that it's kind of loofah-like. Mm-hmm. But I love the wig. It was made by this person, Edward Scissorhands, on Instagram, I believe, who I've asked to make me a wig because his stuff is incredible.
Yeah.
But I really was like, when they were doing Wakanda Forever, I was like, there's no Wakanda in this.
You don't think the hair or anything?
I think the hair is a black hairstyle. I don't think it's Wakanda specific.
Okay, I'm
and
glad
I thought
you said
that was
that.
Wild. I was like, she's wearing a loofah. What is Wakanda? I was like, had she been wearing like an African centric, like warrior type look? Sure, say Wakanda. But I was like, she's wearing literal Afro puffs. That's not.
Yeah,
black things to do not revert to Wakanda every time.
I'm glad you said that because I was like, I guess I missed where this was from in Wakanda lore. I was just like, I assumed I was wrong, but I also was like, yeah, it's probably somewhere in there because the Marvel fans are going to come for us.
Probably, but to me, this is not a Wakanda look. I do not. We saw what they wear in Wakanda for like, you know, like the ceremony when they're fighting. I feel like that's like they got dressed up for that.
Right.
So I feel like people in the Wakanda kingdom would look more like that on a runway than this.
Yeah.
This is a loofah that I like.
This is a, yeah, I'm not in loofah with it. It's a, it's a ch.
Yeah, it's a ch. I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Okay, Kiara.
My God, Kiara, this is stunning. I really love this.
Me too.
I think the only thing I would take away is the things on the arms. But that being said, don't mind them. Don't mind if I do.
God, all the drapery.
Shit on her head. Yes, yes, yes.
The feather
I
burst.
Really
and
really love it.
The colors with her beautiful complexion are really taking me somewhere.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it.
I love it. Chirp.
Chirp.
Now we have Boa coming to the runway. And she's giving sparkly, almost like glamour Sharon Needles. She's giving
us.
It's very that. It's okay.
And I'm biased. I like it. I'm biased. I love the titties. Mm-hmm. I love the hips. I love that the waist comes in. I love playing with proportions. And I feel like Boa does that. I think her face mm-hmm. looks great. I love the slick back hair, but it's not flat. I mm-hmm. think this is a chirp. This, I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I think maybe I would have done a different shoe.
Mm. I wanted a pop of color, I think. It's a little monochromatic
for me.
I
think the lips are a pop of color.
Okay.
I think the makeup is your pop that you're getting.
I see. And I think I'm selfishly like, also like, this might have been a time to do something. It's good. It's a chirp. I'm just not as in love with as I thought I would be because I like Boa so much.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Now we have Miss Elona Verley.
I really love it.
Yeah. A really important message on murdered and missing Indigenous women.
Yeah.
The numbers are staggering and horrible.
Yeah.
And it's a really beautiful message about this tragedy. Yeah.
Elona Verley, I think my favorite thing about them is they aren't hiding the fact that they came on Drag Race to talk about this, to be like, I'm Indigenous to Canada and I am part of a tribe. I think they're a part of a tribe, right?
Yes.
Like they're fully Indigenous.
Yeah. I forgot the name, but it's I said it on a previous episode, but it's a very it's very interesting. I've been learning more, and if you want to learn more, you can go to Native Women's
First Nations. That's what the
yes
they don't say Indigenous, they say First Nations.
Right.
I really like it. So on their Instagram, it said, embracing my culture as part of my art has been a scary journey, but I know in my heart, it's important to embrace what we can while we're able to. So much of the beauty of Indigenous cultures has been lost through the years of incorporating jingles and ribbon into my work in drag in a respectful way. I can keep these things documented for years so people can still know what's up. And I think that's pretty damn cool. I also think it's pretty damn cool. And I was talking to Bob and Monet about them incorporating Black hairstyles in their drag. And I was like, I appreciate that because sometimes our hairstyles aren't seen as glamorous.
Right.
And I feel like maybe First Nations or Indigenous things aren't seen as glamorous, but this is glam. This is stunning. I love it.
It's stunning. She's also identifies as Inkla Pagma. I'm going to say it wrong, but it's a specific a group of Native First Nations people. And she celebrates that. And if you want to learn more, go to nativewomenswilderness.org and you can get involved. You can donate and mm-hmm. learn how we can just educate ourselves and hopefully, continue to diminish these horrifying numbers. That's horrible.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Lemon.
Lemon, you know, bringing awareness to the color yellow, I think is also important.
See, I think her look should have just been a fucking, I wanted her to come out in just a Party City lemon costume.
I mean, I think that would be very, very funny. But that being said, this is okay for me. I just think it's okay.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see something different. It is gorgeous. So I will chirp it.
It's pretty, but it's not unexpected. I give it a chirp.
Chirp. Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a light chirp.
My friend Jimbo comes out.
Oh, my God.
My friend Jimbo has found all of the tutus in Canada and sewn them together. My friend Jimbo was wearing those tutus like a jacket. My friend Jimbo reveals that they're dressed as a sexy fucking clown. What a treat. What a dream. I fucking love it. Jimbo's
love
a
it.
Treat. Also, Jimbo's makeup is better than the last episode.
It is. It's a really gorgeous clown. It is elevated rainbow clown. I love the way she's throwing her tutus around. The thing she's wearing underneath. It's unfortunately going to be my favorite.
It is. It might be my favorite look of the season. It's so on brand. It is what it embodies, Jimbo. It is truly just a delight to look at. And it's camp. And to me, like the big titties, the hips, like not that that's not like drag to me, but it's like fun.
Mm. We have some really sweet sentiments from the judges saluting queeros. Loved that.
Yes.
And then we have to crown our winner. Oh, we have our lip sync.
Yes. The last lip sync.
Holy shit.
Again, Bobo killed it. Like Bobo was really there. A little frenetic, but like fun. Priyanka, I really thought, embodied the song. And Rita did a great job.
Rita did good. But Bobo blew me away. And I thought Bobo's she won. Fun. I thought I she won the lip sync.
But to crown somebody who's only won one challenge and has never been high. That's crazy. That's crazy. Because like you can compare it to Bianca Del Rio. Never had to lip sync for her life, but was high or won so many challenges.
Right.
So like the two is not the same.
She was high or she was like close to winning a lot of times. Yes. But whatever. I agree. She just didn't win the whole season. It is fun. That coochie slide she does really gagged me. I couldn't believe how far she slewed and slid. And now our winner is, what's her name? Priyanka!
Yes, 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 yes.
She's gorgeous.
I am so happy.
I am so happy. I'm so gagged. And we want to thank you guys for listening to our Canada journey.
Thank you.
And educating us. Thank you for telling us stuff about Canada's beautiful history we didn't know before.
Yeah, truly didn't know a lot of stuff.
And I want you guys to stay tuned because guess what we're covering as of next week?
Vegas.
Vegas!
Which I have heard some critiques about it. I think people don't like that the format is not what they're used to. Mm-hmm. And that might be the issue I had with Canada. I missed Rue. I missed things I had come to know and love. But that being said, I love Drag Race meets The Real Housewives.
That's
what a fucking dream. I'm having a blast. It is a treat. I'm loving it. I gotta say, I know we'll cover the first season, but Silky and Vanjie need their own show. I could watch them scream until the cows come home. What a treat.
Agree. I appreciate all of y'all. You let us know what we're gonna get into. We love the reviews. Keep them coming on Apple Podcasts. This one's real quick. It says, Nicole and Manu are so fun to listen to that I've continued listening as they go over Canada's Drag Race, even though I haven't kept up with CDR. Thank you, AWA00. You are an icon. Well, we got to let Nicole go. Follow us on Instagram. At Nicole Byer, Manu Agapian, and Drag Her Podcast. Till next time, Kiki!
Bye-bye! Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.